the next 5 years to allow us to download a Medusa mode into suitably prepared surveillance CCTV cameras, allowing real-time digital video monitoring networks to achieve a true line-of-sight look-to-kill capability. Extensive safety protocols are discussed, which must be implemented before this technology can be deployed nationally, in order to minimize the risk of misactivation. Projected deployment of CCTV monitoring in public places is estimated to result in over 1 million cameras in situ in British mainland cities by 1999. Coverage will be complete by 2004-06. Anticipated developments in internetworking and improvements in online computing bandwidth suggest for the first time the capacity of achieving a total coverage defense in depth against any conceivable insurgency. The implications of this project are discussed, along with its possible efficacy in mitigating the consequences of Case Nightmare Green in September 2007. Speaking of Mahogany Row, Angleton's picked the boardroom with a teak desk and the original Bakelite desk fittings and frosted windows onto the corridor as the venue for my debriefing. He's sitting behind the desk, tapping his bony fingers, with Andy looking anxious and Boris imperturbable when I walk in and flip the red meeting light on. Home movies. I flip the tape on the desktop. What I saw on my holiday. I put my coffee mug down on one of the disquietingly soft leather mats before I yawn, just in case I spill it. Sorry, been up for hours. What do you want to know? How long has it been dead? Asks Andy. I think for a moment. I'm not sure. I have to call pathology if you want a hard answer, I'm afraid, but clearly for some time when I found it after 0700, it had cooled to barely oven temperature. Angleton is watching me like I'm a bug under a microscope. It's not a fun sensation.
Did you read the files? He asks.
Yes. Before I came up here, I locked them in my office safe in case a busy little Tom, Dick, or Harriet decided to do some snooping. I'm really going to sleep well tonight.
The basilisk is found, Boris said.
No, I admit. It's still in the wild, but Mike Williams said he'd let me know if they run across it. He's cleared for OSA-3. He's our liaison in...
How many traffic cameras overlook the roundabout? Angleton asks almost casually.
Oh, I sit down hard. Oh, shit. Shit! I feel shaky, very shaky, guts doing the tango and icy chills running down the small of my back as I realize what he's trying to tell me without saying it out loud on the record.
That's why I sent you, he murmurs, waving Andy out of the room on some prearranged errand.
A moment later, Boris follows him.
You're not supposed to get yourself killed, Bob. It looks bad on your record.
Oh, shit, I repeat. Needle stuck, sample echoing, as I realize how close to dying I may have been. And the crew of that chopper, and everyone else who's been there since, and...
Half an hour ago, someone vandalized the number 17 traffic camera overlooking Monk's Road, roundabout 3. Put a .223 bullet through the CCD enclosure. Drink your coffee, there's a good boy. Do try not to spill it everywhere.
One of ours. It comes out as a statement.
Of course.
Angleton taps the file sitting on the desk in front of him. I recognize it by the dog ear on the second page. I put it in my office safe only 10 minutes ago. And looks at me with those scary gray eyes of his.
So, the public at large being safe for the moment, tell me what you can deduce.
I lick my lips, which have gone as dry as old boot leather. Sometime last night, somebody let a cow into the park and used it for target practice. I don't know much about the network topology of the MK Road traffic control cams, but my possible suspects are, in order, someone with a very peculiar brain tumor, someone with a stolen stoner weapon, like the one I qualified for under Ogre Reality, or someone with access to whatever game Andy's Redshift gave birth to. And, going from the questions you're asking, if it's Game Andy's Redshift, it's unauthorized. He nods very slightly. We're in deep shit, then, I say brightly, and throw back the last mouthful of coffee, spoiling the effect slightly by nearly coughing my guts up immediately afterward.
Without a depth gauge, he adds dryly, and waits for my coughing fit to subside. I've sent Andrew and Mr. B down to the stacks to pull out another file for you to read. Eyes only in front of witnesses. No note-taking. Escort required. While they're signing it out, I'd like you to write down in your own words everything that happened to you this morning so far. It'll go in a sealed file, along with your video evidence as a deposition, in case the worst happens. Oh, shit. I'm getting tired of saying this.
It's internal.
He nods.
CPU business?
He nods again, then pushes the antique portable manual typewriter toward me. Start typing. Okay. I pick up three sheets of paper and some carbons and begin aligning their edges. Consider me typing already. Report 5, Monday, December 10th, 2001. Classified, Top Secret Game Andy's Redshift, Ministry of Defense, December 10th, 2001. Classified, Top Secret Maginot Blue Stars, Ministry of Defense, December 10th, 2001. Abstract. This document describes progress to date in establishing a defensive network capable of repelling wide-scale incursions by reconfiguring the National Closed Circuit Television Surveillance Network as a software-controlled, look-to-kill, multi-headed basilisk. To prevent accidental premature deployment or deliberate exploitation, the Scorpion Stare software is not actually loaded into the camera firmware. Instead, reprogrammable FPGA chips are integrated into all cameras and can be loaded with Scorpion Stare by authorized Maginot Blue Stars users whenever necessary. Preamble. It has been said that the U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative Organization's proposed active ABM defense network will require the most complex software ever developed, characterized by a complexity metric of greater than 100 MLOC and heavily criticized by various organizations. See footnotes 1 to 4 as unworkable and likely to contain in excess of 1,000 severity 1 bugs at initial deployment. Nevertheless, the architectural requirements of Maginot Blue Stars dwarf those of the SDIO infrastructure. To provide coverage,